Center for Photography at Madison, and first reader is Christina.
Okay. Center for Photography is based in Madison, Wisconsin. Their mission is to connect, educate, and inspire all who create, support, and appreciate photography. The organization is about 21 years old, and they, for a long time, shared studio space. It looks as though they have moved out of that and have their own. They hold exhibitions in various locations, so not just their own space, which I think is important. And they do have a curated list of esteemed photographers and educators that they do work with. I'm going to jump ahead here to engagement. It looks like they have about 9,800 people that participate in their activities. They have to reach primarily into adult age constituencies. They have a number of programs that they utilize. They have a community outreach focus, learning to photograph nature. They have a third Thursday talk, which sounds like it's an educational opportunity. They do feature a photographer of the month. They have a new member show, workshops and classes. So it looks like they're providing a great deal of engagement, not only for their participants in their group, but also for the community at large. I feel like their board is of an appropriate size. I would have to look more closely to see if it's a diverse board, but I can get to that. Their operating budget, it feels like they do a lot with the operating budget that they have, and they do have some in-kind financial support. So the board really is diverse. I like this. It's not people who are specific to photography, but they have people in other professions that participate on their board. So I feel like that is very good. It's a diverse perspective.
Great.
I will end with that.
Okay.
Second reader was Emily.
Yes, this is a very good organization. They're a very active group of all volunteers with no paid staff. Although I get the feeling that their one person is handling a great deal of the administrative work, although they have active committees. They have a wide variety of activities and a festival, and they also have some outreach toward gender groups, women's issues, and many outside groups, especially for nature photography. Their income comes from fees, membership fees, grants, and fundraising. They had some photographs of their exhibition, which were very impressive. It would be helpful it would be nice if the other group, the visual artists, Sheboygan visual artists, could see that type of presentation. I'm sure they are aware of what to do, but it's very helpful to see the active presentation of visual arts group. And this group did a very nice job of that. So they had a thorough organizational plan to increase their membership and member engagement, the community visibility, improve financials, prepare for the next festival, continue outreach, working with developing working relationships with photo groups, and facilities improvement. And each goal included a brief summary of specific actions and timelines. So they know what they want to do, and so it's now going to be a process of moving forward to doing that, and maybe transitioning to I think it would be good for them to transition to some sort of at least part-time paid staff to administer their groups. So I thought they did it. They had a excellent application.
All right. Thank you. All right, Jim.
Alrighty. I agree. This is a quality membership organization for avocational artists as well as professionals. It's still inward facing. It gives its exhibitions feel more like services to their members than to the community. Mm-hmm. Although they certainly do use community facilities, particularly Overture and the UW hospitals, to enhance the attendance at their large scale of exhibitions. They provide extraordinary membership service: dark rooms, a digital print lab, workshops, exhibitions, and the fact that they're beginning outreach to youth groups is encouraging. The work samples show how lovely the work is, as was mentioned before. Careful financial management, clear budgeting. I love the fact that their membership fees cover the rent for their space. I think that's a terrific benchmark for this kind of an organization. So that they're not asking for public funds to fund their space. Good use of member volunteers. Again, the use of UW hospitals and Overture as exhibition spaces increases their visibility and impact. Nice list of partners. I appreciate the mutual benefit for offering of photo classes at the Horicon Marsh Visitors Center. Is going to provide. It's a nice a mutual benefit operation. Again, it's primarily member driven rather than community responsive. Its request for public funds may indicate a need for more collaboration. For example, could their themed exhibitions highlight a community issue or a hidden insight about the community? Their plan is primarily a priority list. It would be helpful to have responsible parties listed. It's a good interest survey and class questionnaires, but their annual report is outstanding. For this kind of an organization, it's clear, it's concise, and it provided the activity or the photo of the activity that I wanted. I would say that their annual report is a best practice for small membership organizations.
Agreed.
Thank you. Alrighty, what else?
I would add that I would like to have more understanding around the diversification of their membership, and are they reaching out into tribal areas and marginalized communities to help develop a love for photography and skill? So kind of building on some of the other things that have been said, I'm a strong believer that absent narratives are wonderful within the visual arts, and using this organization as a platform for community issues is a really good suggestion. I appreciate that.
Other thoughts or comments? All right, then. Let's score it.